I'm so glad you guys are with us today. As of course, my co-host Austin Brower. I guess I should say welcome to the X-Files. Austin, I sent you a video. I know you haven't had a chance to watch it yet. And the X-Files are back. And last night they were talking about secret alien technology, reverse engineering of alien spacecraft from Roswell, the globalists planning on doing a financial collapse on the banking system, how the petrochemical industry is completely, totally manipulating our drugs that they're feeding us, how they're spraying chemtrails on us and using electromagnetic frequency weapons to control us. And it was all on mainstream TV last night after the Super Bowl playoffs.
Wow.
And I wish I had known. I'd have watched it live. There was a link to it today already on YouTube, and I watched this like an 8-minute excerpt of it. It was a review of it, and they're telling us. They're telling us everything now, because remember these Luciferians, these Satanists that we talked about on Friday's show. And, oh, by the way, the reason we weren't live on Sunday night is that our satellite provider was snowed in, and the internet service was completely shut down, so we couldn't do a show on Sunday Night Live. And so the show was so good already on Friday, the one we played for you on Sunday night, that I told Todd, I said, don't worry about it, Todd, just air the one that we're going to be doing on Friday on Sunday night, because a lot of times I like coming to you live. It's difficult for Austin to come with me on Sunday nights because he's got a pregnant wife who's like 7 months pregnant, about to have a baby, and we're already running the show 5 days a week, and that 6-day kind of ties into their family time a little bit too much. So I'm going to do as much as I can on that show by myself, and I may bring a few more guests on Sunday night. But we thank you for the support for Health Masters. And, you know, let me share something with you about the X-Files, about the globalists and everything else. I mean, there's an all-out assault on the human memory right now. There's an all-out assault on trying to destroy people's minds, the memories. People are getting these flu shots left and right. Remember, just 3 flu shots in a row increases the risks of senile dementia by 50%. The globalists know that. That's why they don't take this junk. They give it to us because we're the goyim, we're the masses, we're the cattle, we're the hogs to be slaughtered and sold as fodder. That's how they treat us. To us, we're real people. To them, we're just animals. They don't care about us. And I've told you this 100 times on the show. This is from their own books. This is why they've done this over and over and over again. Years ago, I did a seminar at a church, and I talked about all of this different stuff. And, of course, it was on a Wednesday night. And I ended up being drummed out of the church within 4 months after I finished the seminar. I had a very prompt exit. Big church, too. And I thought I was friends with the pastor. And the craziest thing about this is now they've shown that if you feed rats, mice, rats, lab rats, GMO corn, just give them GMO corn, within a few months they start getting cancerous tumors all over their body. And then a few months later, they can still reproduce, but they die. The second generation that come from them after they've been fed the corn, their offspring, due to epigenetics, are deformed, and they have all kinds of health problems. They're sickly, 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 sickly animals. They don't live very long, and if they do reproduce, if they're capable of reproduction, all the animals that are basically reproduced from them are now infertile and sterile. Now, this is what they know happens. Now, remember, we're already in our second generation of GMO babies. They were feeding us GMOs all the way back in the 90s. And so now we're 20, 30 years into this cycle, and now we have the second generation of people that are being plagued with infertility. Plague, 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 plague. All these fertility clinics going all over the United States because these women can no longer have children. The husband's sperm counts are down up to 90%. This has been a complete and total chemical onslaught and GMO onslaught, an immunization onslaught of the population. I'm going to talk about that right now for a few minutes, Austin, before we get started on the news. Because what we have to understand is that if we don't tell the people the truth, then, you know, who's supposed to tell them? Okay, I'm like the only biochemist that I know that does shows, except for Dr. Savage, and he does a great job trying to tell everybody too. But the craziest thing about all of this stuff is this. The GMOs are poisoning us. The fluoride is poisoning us. By Harvard's own admission now, Harvard School of Public Research, 20-point IQ drop, causes you to be sterile and infertile. But people are still drinking fluoride. When I talk about how the fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and causes drops in IQ scores, I get in trouble because I use the word pineal gland like that's not an organ in the body. I mean, I don't even know what to say. Can I use the word brain? Okay, guys, can I use the word brain? B-R-A-I-N. Fluoride affects the brain. Is that okay? So I can say brain. Is that okay? Thank you for letting me say brain. Forget it. The pineal gland is an organ in the body. It secretes melatonin. It produces melatonin. It allows you to maintain sleep cycles. When you don't have proper melatonin, production, you age very quickly and you get sick. This is one of the biggest problems that people don't understand, is why it's so bad to calcify the pineal gland. Some guy writes me a letter here a while back and says, I'm glad my pineal gland's calcified because that's my third eye and I want nothing to do with any of that. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about any of that. I'm talking about what's going on from a physiological standpoint when you calcify pineal glands or calcify your arteries or calcify your arterioles when you start building calcium up inside of your brain. That's what I'm talking about. The globalists know this does this. They know when you take vitamin D without K2 that you can end up with getting calcified arteries. They understand that too. They spray us with chemtrails, which block almost all the sun, which prevents us from getting sufficient quantities of vitamin D anyhow. I mean, this whole thing's just like a giant fictional soap opera nightmare melodrama that I don't want to be in. But the problem is we're in it. We can't do anything about it. It's just the way it is. And we have to realize that we have to do everything we possibly can not to be involved in this mess. To increase your memory, we've got memory support. We've got omega-3 fats. We've got the Health Masters fermented cod liver oil. We've got all kinds of great omega-3 fats that really, 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 really help the memory and make you feel a whole lot better in the process. They help to get rid of inflammation. So remember this. You can't be eating junk food all of the days of your life and not wonder what's happening. Look what's going on just with colitis and celiac disease. I mean, nobody heard of colitis, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago. It was rare even back 30 years ago to hear of colitis. Celiac disease, gosh, that's a brand new phenomenon. That's because we're getting fed glyphosate by the pound. If we're not eating organic with all the wheat products that we eat and other products that we eat that are sprayed as a desiccant with Roundup in order to get higher yields. I mean, I've been telling you guys this stuff forever. Go to healthmasters.com. Healthmasters is paying for this show. Go to healthmasters.com. Sign up for my free newsletter there, and I'm going to tell you the truth about all the stuff. And I'm going to start having a lot of these shows transcribed and put in a written format so you can send them out and email them out and transfer them out and do whatever you want to do with your friends. But you can also forward all of this stuff that we have on Global Star and send out the links. We've started putting titles on all of the shows now that we do so you'll know what show we're talking about, so you'll know which one to link back to your friends. Because this isn't going to get any better unless we start doing it together. Remember the old vampire legends and how these vampires weren't allowed to come into your home unless you invited them in? Well, that's kind of like what the globalists have to do. They have to tell you what they're going to do according to their own rules of their engagement, according to their weird Babylonian magic stuff that's been propagated down through the ages through the Masonic lodges. They've got to tell you what they've got to do before they do it, and they've got to get your permission. And by you not saying, no, I'm not going to do this, you give them permission. Well, here's my answer. No, I'm not going to do this. I'm not signing up for all this nonsense. I mean, California now, they've got mandatory immunization if you want to put kids in public school. Mandatory. No more exemptions. Are you kidding me? Because a few kids got measles? Well, how about all the immigrants they brought in from Mexico 2 summers ago? They slammed us with all this immigration, with all these people, with all these diseases. That's why we have all these problems now in the United States. And quite frankly, we're so healthy in the United States, we haven't even had more pockets of it. And we don't even know for sure if those kids really had measles at Disney World. We don't know if that's not just another lie by the globalists trying to force a vaccine protocol on everybody. We have no idea if that was even true. And now we also know that kids who have measles vaccines are also contagious, and they can give kids who don't have vaccines or haven't had the measles vaccine, the measles. I mean, all of this stuff we're finding out is so nutty. Let's look at breast cancer for a second. Let's look at mammograms. It's an interesting article, and it's by a guy named... hang on a second. I've got to make sure I get the right article up here. By West. And what he's saying is that mammograms overdiagnose breast cancer. And he goes that, as reported in the JAMA Journal Medicine on July the 6th, 2015, Family Practice News in August of 2015, mammograms leads to a widespread overdiagnosis by identifying small breast tumors that otherwise would not become clinically relevant. Well, how about that? And he goes, let's find a real cure of breast cancer. Here's the thing I hear. He says, and I agree with this, he said it's linked to environmental xenoestrogens we talked about over again, and primarily from a iodine deficiency. When women have 12.5 milligrams of iodine in their diet every single day, either from supplemental iodine or food, which is very hard to get from food, they have like a 0% chance of coming down with breast cancer. Now, the craziest part about this is, doesn't it make sense to make sure you get that much iodine in your diet? And most of the table salt have stopped adding iodine in it now. And it goes into this. He goes, iodine's main job in the body is to maintain a normal architecture of the glandular tissues, including the breast, thyroid, ovaries, uterus, and prostate. In a state of iodine deficiency, glandular tissue becomes cystic. If deficiency continues, the cysts then become hard and nodular. Then hyperplasia occurs and eventually leads into cancer. Well, the main solution here is eat organic food, stay away from environmental estrogens, and take iodine every single day, potassium iodide. So what we have to realize is that if we don't start doing what we need to do on a regular basis, we're not going to be healthy. Let me give you another example. Our immune system, it has to be nurtured. Okay, it seeks out all the bad stuff in our bodies, the funguses, the viruses, the cancer, they destroy it. They do this by using our macrophages in our body. These are like vacuum cleaners that require vitamin D. Immunity is a metaphor for your spirituality, remember? If you don't know who you are in Christ Jesus, how in the world can your immune system know what in the world to kill in your body? That's why I really believe that strongly about it. I believe that our spirit and our soul and our body are all tied together. And if we don't have the right nutrients in our body and the right spirituality, and we don't believe in Jesus Christ, our whole system gets messed up. Because remember, we're a three-dimensional being. We're interfaced. You know, we are basically a spiritual being having a physical existence on this planet. That's all this is. And then we leave our skin suit behind and we continue on with our spiritual existence. This is why the satanic cabalists, these industrialists, have targeted the immune system. This is what these shots are all about. All these immunizations are all about. This is what the chemtrails are all about. It's about to destroy the immune system. It's to destroy God's creation. Vaccination, remember, is not immunization. Rather, it's the contrary. It stops the immunization process, the immune system, by overloading it and rendering the macrophages powerless, because for some reason we're getting all of this NAGLase through these vaccines or through the diet or through something which strips the macrophages of their sugar molecule, preventing vitamin D from attaching to them. By increasing the NAGLase and stripping the sugar molecules off the macrophages, so we basically destroy the immune system. Immunization used to mean exposure to a pathogen, allowing your body to acquire a lifetime immunity. They've changed all the definitions now. You can build your immune system. You can clean all the stuff out of your body. You need to keep your colon cleansed. We have a product called Atrialo that works phenomenal if you've got a problem with, if you have a sluggish colon, or if your colon is staying constipated. You can increase your water, increase cabbage, increase your liquids, and you can take Atrialo, and it's not addictive. It works absolutely great. You can sweat. You can use a sauna. You can exercise. You can do chelation supplements. You can eat clean. Remember, you have to alkalinize your body chemistry. You shouldn't be drinking coffee, smoking cigarettes, nicotine, sugar, alcohol, junk food. You shouldn't be eating pork. None of this stuff. There's too much acid in it. And when you become too acidic, you become an incubator for fungus and cancer, for inflammation, for lupus, for toxicity, for autoimmune diseases. Acidity causes the O2 levels to drop. That gives you Charlie horses and cramps. It causes reduced oxygen. It causes hypoxia. Plus, it builds up lactic acid, causing hyperacidity of the muscle tissue. Autoimmune disease. Let's talk about that for a second. And with immunizations, when you get injected with human DNA, they are injecting you with baby fetus DNA, and who knows what else they're putting into you. They see, your body sees this as a foreign protein. It gets into your body primarily, again, through the immunizations. Then it lands on our own protein in our own cells, and our body sees it as a toxin. Then your white cell, blood cells, your macrophage goes in there and it attacks it. It scoops it up. The problem is it picks up part of your own protein when it picks up the protein that's laying on top of your protein. And when it does that, it sends out cytokines to kill your own protein in your own immune system to devour the protein complex. Plus, it devours your protein. The next time it sees it, it creates an autoimmune disease. This is what causes the biggest problems with chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, lupus, MS, ALS, crippling rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, Crohn's disease, Guillain-Barré. This just goes on and on and on. So now they're telling you, come get your free vaccines. Well, it's free genocide as far as I'm concerned. They're telling you at the movie theater now. They play these little ads for the movies. You need to get vaccinated. Vaccinate your kids. Are you kidding me? They're putting you in an alpha brainwave state so they can tell you all of this stuff to do. No, you need to normalize your immune system. You need to pray. You need to ask God to make you healthy. You need to drink water, the clean water, distilled water. You need to reduce hypoxia, acidification, inflammation. There's all kinds of things that you can do to increase your energy levels and increase your immune system. Potassium iodide, we've already mentioned that. Vitamin C every day. K2, D3 every single day. Super important. A really good ultimate multiple vitamin like we have at Health Masters. There's natural things that you can do to make your immune system supercharged so you feel good all of the time. And no, I'm not on coffee today, and yes, I am pretty hyper, and yes, I feel pretty good. And so the truth of the matter is, you don't have to be on coffee. You don't have to have all these energy drainers in the body to try to increase your energy level, because all they do, remember, caffeine doesn't have any calories at all. It's void of calories. It's a chemical. It's a drug. And when you inject or induce caffeine, you can't inject it, but if you drink caffeine through coffee or through tea or through anything, you end up elevating cortisol. It's like green tea. And the problem with that is, you elevate that cortisol, it starts draining your energy back down the other direction. So if you use twice as much energy, let's say put it this way, if you light a candle at both ends, you get twice as much light, but it lasts half as long. That's what happens to your adrenals. And that's what we need to understand as Christians, as patriots. We need to understand that we can't be doing things we shouldn't ought to be doing, and we need to make sure that we take care of our bodies. Because remember this, nobody gets off this planet alive anyhow, unless, you know, Jesus comes back first. At least not our bodies. Our spirits get to go and do all continue with our big adventure that we have. But the reality is this: we're all not going to make it through this life, period, unless God comes back again, if the rapture occurs. So we might as well enjoy our life, have the most energy we can, and have the most productivity we possibly can, and not be all caught up. And why I'm meddling here, let me tell you something, guys, and this is super important that you listen to me for a second. And women, listen to me too. This is super important. The family, the immune system is under assault in the United States, but so is the family unit. The husband, the wife, the children. It's so important, guys, that you pray with your family out loud every day. Well, it's not convenient. I get up early. The kids are still in bed. I've got to go to work. Then my wife's got to get them up. We've got to rush to get them to the bus stop. We've got to take them to school. Hey, I got all that. Then do it when they come home at night before bed. Pray with everybody out loud in a group. Join together in a group. You don't have to hold hands and sing Kumbaya and stand there for 45 minutes. You don't have to do any of that stuff. But you need to pray every single day out loud to God. He's your friend. He's your God. He's your mentor. He's your savior. He's your Holy Spirit. He's the one who directs and guides us and leads us all the days of our lives after we've been saved. He's the one that provides for you. He does all of these things for you. Why are you ignoring him all of the time? And I know a lot of you don't. A lot of you pray every single day. But the point is, please, I started doing this about 5 years ago. It completely and totally changed my life, because I would pray off and on, pray together, off and on, pray with my wife when we go to bed at night. I would do all that. But no, the kids need to be joining you in prayer. And if you lead them by example, it will change your entire life and change the lives of these children. Because the Bible says, if they were old, they will not depart far from it if you teach them the right way to go. That's what we have to understand. I mean, I just heard today another friend of mine that I've known for 20 years. He's been having an affair on his wife. Got 4 kids. I mean, it's awful. This is not specific to my friend. This is going on everywhere. The media, the TV, the music, the lyrics, all of this stuff promote this type of behavioral pattern. It's not of God, and it's no good. It's the world system. The world system comes to rob, kill, steal, and destroy, because the world system was put here by Lucifer. Lucifer so hates God, so hates creation. This war in the heavenlies has been going on for eons of time, and it's still going on. You say, well, the angels fell, you know, eons of time ago. Well, yeah, but how do you know more angels haven't fell? How do you know these other angels are still locked up? How do you know what happened to all the angels? We don't know. The Bible's not specific with all of them or what happened to it. It doesn't say all of that. All I know is we got demons and principalities and all the stuff that even Jesus talked about when he was praying. And so all of this stuff needs to be addressed, and you need to realize that we're in a spiritual warfare with unseen forces, and we need to be aware of all of these things that are happening. People say, well, you know, Ted, what can we do? We got to pray. And you got to pray for everybody. You don't start cursing people in your prayers. Pray that God opens their eyes. Pray that God blesses them, that he keeps them, that he lets his face shine upon them, that he's merciful unto them, and he gives them peace. Pray that they be exposed. Pray their true agenda be exposed. Pray that the globalists be exposed. We've been praying that, and guess what, guys? Everything's starting to wake up now. The whole planet's starting to wake up, even on X-Files last night. So the truth is this. We're making a difference. We're doing it. Forward this email, this radio show out. Send people the links and make people realize we're not in this alone. God plus one's always a majority. We don't have to go to martial law. We don't have to allow these Satanists in the banking cartels to take over the planet. We don't have to do that. We can bind that in the name of Jesus and be done with it and not participate in their nonsense. But we've got to tell the people the truth because they're scared of the aggregate. That's why they're pushing faster and faster and faster for martial law. That's why Obama has now been, the Senate wants to give him blanket ability to declare war anywhere, including in the United States of America, and to deploy troops in the United States. They're trying to do that right now as we speak. Call your congressman, tell them no. Tell them, say, look, guys, we know you guys are all, about half of you guys are a bunch of pedophiles and you're being blackmailed anyhow, but we don't want you to do this because we're not going to re-vote you back in. Because we don't want you doing this kind of nonsense. Nobody needs that kind of authority. Nobody has the right to deploy troops in the United States. I mean, to declare war on your own people, to start shooting people with drones legally? This is nuts. The whole thing is nuts. But it's going on right before us as we speak, Austin. All right, I'm done ranting and raving. What's your first story, bud?
Yeah, I was reading about that earlier today. I forgot who it was, but yeah, they're basically trying to push it through so Obama would need no congressional approval. They're using it under the guise of fighting ISIS, that basically he will have basically a blank check to start wars, to invade any country, including our own, and keep them for an indefinite period of time with no restrictions on anything. It's pretty serious. I don't think it would go through. But I've been shocked before. No, my first story, this is pretty cool. I found some research today on vitamin C that I did not know about. I knew it obviously had some pretty good health benefits when it came to exercise performance. And I usually, a lot of times, I take vitamin C with my pre-workout. When I take usually the HGH Stimulate and the beet juice powder, I'll usually take a couple capsules of Excellent C that we carry because I've always been told it's really good for muscle endurance, oxygen, blood flow, those sorts of things. But now, in this new study, we're finding that it may also help exercise-induced breathing problems, according to a study conducted by researchers from the University of Helsinki, Finland. It was just published in the Journal of Allergy, Asthma, and Clinical Immunology. The researchers carried out an analysis of several prior studies. In three of those studies, vitamin C was found to directly reduce the post-exercise decline of FEV1 by 50%. FEV1, what that stands for, is forced expiratory volume. It is the amount of air that you can force out of your lungs in one single second. Analyzing another five studies showed that respiratory symptoms decreased by another 50%. When people under short-term heavy physical stress were given vitamin C, and another study found that male adolescent competitive swimmers given vitamin C experienced over 50% decrease in the duration of exercise-induced respiratory syndrome. Another one consisted of 12 people on average of age of 26 years of age who suffered from asthma or exercise-induced bronchial constriction. Participants were actually given vitamin C placebo on separate days, and then their FEV1, like I just mentioned, were measured both before and exercise. The data from the study had not been previously thoroughly analyzed. Among the participants, though, who experienced a significant drop, basically 5 out of 12, vitamin C had been increased massively, and the FEV levels from by 50% to 150%. This is really crazy, guys. Basically, what they're saying in here is that exercise taken either before, during, or after, or vitamin C taken before, during, and after exercising massively increases your oxygen levels, your VO2 max, your ability to expel, you know, air out of your lungs. They did another study now out of the George Wallen VA Medical Center out of Utah and found that COPD patients, which that's the chronic obstructive pulmonary disease you hear a lot about, COPD, they were given intravenous vitamin C and experienced significantly less muscle fatigue following knee flex exercises. And in addition, the patients with COPD, their breathing slowed down and improved, the antioxidant activity in their blood increased, and their resting blood flow and high blood pressure decreased. So, again, vitamin C, how significant it is in your diet is crucial, but this right here shows you guys, even if you're not that interested in it, it really helps you out significantly with exercise performance, especially if you're a competitive athlete.
Yeah, great story, Austin. Linus Pauling won a PhD, Nobel Prize on his work on vitamin C. He actually won two vitamin C. He actually won two Nobel Prizes. And what was interesting with him, with the vitamin C, is he was taking 10 grams a day, which is 10,000 milligrams, which is pretty much the limit of biotolerance. Any more than that, you would diarrhea. And he lived to be in his 90s. And what I find fascinating, he released that study, I guess he was in his 60s, all of the medical professionals who said he was a nut, he was insane, that vitamin C didn't do this, he even said it would cure cancer. All of these guys pretty much who boo-fooed him were all dead, and he was still doing his research into his 90s. They'd all died of some kind of disease, primarily cancers. And the truth is, vitamin C is critical. Every single morning I get up, I take at least 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C with my purple stick. I take like a full teaspoon of it, a teaspoon and a half of that powdered vitamin C that we use. I mix it with my purple stick because I want to get my plasma vitamin C levels up as quickly as I possibly can. Also, vitamin C is one of the principal components of collagen that holds your skin tight. People are always asking me, why do you look so young in your 60? Why do you not have, you know, all this saggy skin everywhere? Well, the truth of the matter is one of the primary reasons, as far as I'm concerned, besides genetics, is the fact that I take vitamin C every single day, at least 4,000 to 5,000 milligrams. And when you do that, it really, really maintains skin elasticity because of the collagen component of the vitamin C. That's why last week, I wasn't feeling 100% awesome. I went and got a vitamin C IV. I told you guys that. 50,000 milligrams of vitamin C intravenously in an hour and a half at the doctor's office. You have to use a drip IV to do that because you can't take it all at once. You can't inject it. It would burn too bad. So you slowly put it into your body. And I tell you what, I wasn't at 100% last week because both the kids were sick here at the house. And I tell you what, I nailed that stuff. And I tell you what, between that, the iodine, the astragalus, and the D3, didn't even touch me. Didn't even get close to me. I felt great the next day. So, yeah. Well, let me start on my first story. This is from Breitbart. This is interesting. I have to be very careful. And if you've got kids right now, you might want to take them away because I'm going to talk about some stuff that's pretty awful about what happened in Germany with these migrants. And I just don't want you to, go ahead and tell your kids to cover their ears because you don't really want your kids to hear this right now. This is from Breitbart News. It came out and it says that report, German locals fled pool after migrants masturbated into the jacuzzi, defecated into the kids' pool, and invaded the girls' changing rooms. A German swimming bath has banned migrants from entering these premises after a group of men went on an obscene rampage, laughing in the faces of pool staff when challenged about their grotesque behavior. A group of migrant men and women were caught on security camera at the Johannesbad Baths in Zickau, Saxony, engaging in unacceptable behavior, including masturbating into the jacuzzi. In separate incidents, other groups of migrants were caught contaminating the children's training pool by emptying their bowels in the water and sexually assaulting other bathers. I mean, you know,
golly.
You know, here's the thing. This is Breitbart, okay? So I know this is a legit story. Plus, I know what these guys are doing. The thing we have to understand is this. You know, Austin and I talked about this, and Austin disagreed with me on Sunday's show and also on the show last week about Muslims. Because I told him that the vast majority of Muslims were God-fearing and they really wouldn't be doing crazy stuff like that. Well, here's the thing. You know, I've thought about this over the weekend, and I still believe the billions of Muslims on the planet, that the vast majority of them are still great. But Austin's also right about this. The ones that are going into Europe, the ones that they're bringing into the United States, they're really bad news. They're really, really bad news. And I believe the greatest percentage of them, 20, 30, 40% of them, are going to be jihadists that they're bringing in to help to try to overthrow the government or try to attempt to overthrow the government and a false flag to bring in martial law in the United States and strip us from our rights to bear arms, which doesn't make any sense. But I want to read you this. This is an article that I got today. It says it was supposedly attributed to Harry Truman and General Douglas MacArthur. Now, I don't know if, you know, this has happened or not, because I haven't seen the actual telegraph, so it may just be parody. But it's really good. I like this. This is a congratulations. This is to General Douglas MacArthur from Harry S. Truman. Congratulations. Job well done. You must tone down your obvious dislike of the Japanese when discussing the terms of surrender with the press, because some of your remarks are fundamentally not politically correct. Okay. then he responds back to Truman. Will do, sir. But both Chester and I are somewhat confused. Exactly what does the term politically correct mean? Now, I love this. I'm gonna have to soften it up some because I guess it has some bad language in it. Political correctness is a doctrine recently fostered by a delusional, illogical minority and promoted by a sick mainstream media, which holds forth the proposition that it is entirely possible to pick up a piece of poop by the clean end. Now, of course, it doesn't use the word poop, so I'm not going to send this out. But the point is this. You know, Austin, you know, you were right about that. I stand corrected on that. I really believe that it's a very large percentage of these guys they're bringing into the United States, and I want to make that clear. I thought about it all weekend, that are here for bad things, for mayhem. And now I read this article this morning, and I think they're relieving themselves, pooping in the public baths, breaking into girls' locker rooms. It even talked about that, sexually molesting kids and stuff in the swimming pool, and they think that's okay. Now they're having to come up with cartoons because they're all illiterate. They're having to do cartoons showing them in cartoons what appropriate behavior is in Germany in the European Union. Well, if you've got to do cartoons and little picture people and little stick figures to show people not to take a big dump inside of somebody else's bathtub or inside of somebody else's hot tub, I don't think it's going to help, because I don't think there's any place on the world that's considered socially behavior. And then I watched another video, and you guys can watch it too, of a group of Christians walking through a Muslim community in England, Great Britain. And they were walking through holding a 3-foot white cross. And oh my goodness, the obscenities these Muslims were screaming at them. Remember, this is England. This isn't Saudi Arabia. This is England. They were screaming obscenities. They were yelling. They were threatening. And I really believe if the cameras hadn't been on, there would have been violence. Now this is the religion of peace. Now these are the guys in England. I tell you what, guys, our pastor did a seminar about a year and a half ago on the Muslims are coming. I got news for you, buddy. They're not coming anymore. We're bringing them in. They're here. And guys, be prepared. I'm telling you right now in January, that this is going to be another false flag event with these guys, and something's going to happen with martial law. Pray. Father, I'll pray right now. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray we get through this year without martial law, without World War III, without some type of seizure of the Constitution, declaration of martial law, and we all lose our rights. If we get through this year without a massive banking failure, I pray that, Father, right now in Jesus' name, Lord. Let the saints be with me, Lord. Let the people who can say amen, say amen. Let's agree together that this isn't going to happen, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. And also, I mean that from the bottom of my heart, because you know me. I don't say things I don't mean. And the problem is political correctness. If this was attributed to Truman, he's absolutely right. You can't pick up poop without picking up a dirty end. And that's the problem with all of this stuff, is that these guys that are coming over here and defecating in these bathtubs and doing this stuff and masturbating in jacuzzis, are you kidding me? What a bunch of sicko perverts. And then when they were confronted, they laughed in the guys' faces. Now they've been banned. Well, I thought it was political incorrectness to ban them from the baths. Well, hopefully they can stay banned, and hopefully the government won't come in now with the great Angela Merkel, who I think has basically been sold over completely to the globalists. Remember, guys, this woman was born in East Germany. She was raised as a communist. I personally think she's a Manchurian candidate now, what I've seen, what she's been doing, and I think she's really, really bad news, and I think she's doing the globalist bidding. What's your next story, Oz?
You're spot on with that, man. I couldn't help but laugh, because, I mean, How do you explain to somebody, a grown adult, that defecating in swimming pools is not acceptable behavior? Why do you even have to explain that to anybody? I don't know of any place in the world, to my knowledge, that is normal behavior. That people go to public swimming pools, public baths, and they take a giant dump in the hot tub. I don't know any place that's normal behavior. Anywhere, if I'm wrong, correct me.
Years ago, we had a swimming pool in the house we lived in before, and I'll never forget this. And I invited some folks over. You remember the story?
Oh yeah.
I invited some people to come over, and one of the guys, you know, I wish I could say he's smart, but he's not. He's an idiot, and I'm not going to mention any names. And I'm sure he's not listening to the show, or I wouldn't even bring the story up. He's not smart enough to listen to this show, and I don't mean that in an arrogant way, but this just guy, just it's ridiculous the what he's done in his life. And he brings a baby over to the house. She's like 2 years old, and she's in diapers. And I said, I'm going to call him Joe. His name was not Joe. I said, Joe, look, I don't want the baby in the pool. You know, you don't have waterproof diapers on this baby, and I don't want this baby to have a big dump in the pool. I don't need this. Oh, no. We're going to watch it. We'll make sure she uses the bathroom before she goes in, blah, blah, blah. Hadn't been in the pool for 30 minutes. The kid takes a big dump. Diaper breaks open. Whole pool fills with feces. You remember it, Austin? You're laughing, but you know it's true. The whole pool went flat. The whole pool went opaque. Everybody's screaming, running out of all things. Everybody's jumping in the outside shower. Everybody's hitting the water hoses. It took weeks to clean that pool enough to get it so anybody would ever go back in again with the filters. Filters had to be cleaned out repeatedly. I mean, and so that's what they did. They just did it and went in there and took a big old dump of the jacuzzi. I mean, I can't even believe that you have to tell people that that type of behavior is not okay. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, man. And I mean, same thing with going in and busting into the girls' shower rooms. When is that acceptable? I don't know. Anyway, different story. We've been praying for everybody in the Northeast with this crazy storm. Glad a lot of people that we know are okay. I don't think there were too many fatalities. I know a few people got snowed in that I read online and had some issues. But one thing I did want to bring up that was interesting is that 11 states, as well as Washington, D.C., as you guys are aware, declared states of emergency in the wake of the massive, record-breaking snowstorm which blanketed the East, which a lot of places did need to be at the declaration of emergency. It was pretty serious. But it's interesting. If you look at it, New York City went a step further. Governor Andrew Cuomo declared basically martial law in New York City by ordering all people to stay inside under police enforcement, and he issued an absolute travel ban for anything that is not an emergency vehicle. Pretty much from Saturday, from 2:30 p.m. on Saturday afternoon till Sunday at, I think, 7 or 8 a.m., he stated in the press conference, after 2:30 p.m. and you are on the road, we will arrest you. And if it wasn't direct enough, the New York Police Department came behind him and reiterated, stay off the road, we don't want to have to arrest you. Then they emphasized even further, this is for your safety and ours. The roads are closed except for emergency vehicles. We ask people to make good common sense and use your head. Last year, no one got arrested. People made the right decision. We are looking for that again today. I don't even know what to say about that. Granted, I understand there's a lot of issues. We have idiots want to run outside and drive around in snowstorms, but most people that clearly live up there have some sort of, you know, for stunt, and they're not going to go drive around when they're getting 25 inches of snow in one night. But sitting there and threatening people with arrest if you're on the road, I mean, what happens if you're trying to get back home? I mean, what incident like that? You're trying to get back up to New York in this storm. You're out of town. And you're driving around. You're trying to get back to your home. You get caught up in this storm. And all of a sudden, you get pulled over 5 miles from your house. You're driving around, sir. It's illegal to drive around right now. NYPD said so. We're arresting you for driving because we said you can't do it. The lunacy here is just ridiculous. And the fact that they actually threaten people with arrest to be driving on the road, I mean, what if you needed to get out? What if something specifically happened and you had a capable vehicle of treading through 2 feet of snow and you needed to move immediately? A family member, how do you tell people you can't leave your home, you can't drive on the road, or we're going to arrest you? I mean, in New York City, honestly, that's one of the only places I can imagine that would have gone anywhere. I mean, Florida, if they came down to Florida or anywhere in central Florida and said, if you guys drive right now, we're going to arrest you, we'd be like, well, dude, get your truck ready, make sure you got gas in it. We're all driving around. It's going to be a parade in this hurricane down here. Nobody's telling us we can't drive around. We'll drive around whenever we want to drive around. I mean, we had the hurricanes down here. We were out of power for almost 10 days. We had generators. A lot of people else were out of power. But we were driving around, cutting oak trees, pulling stumps out, clearing the road, 2-3 feet of water. It doesn't matter. You know, you got 35s or 40s on your truck. You just tread through. It's not a big deal. Everybody uses common sense. But this right here, guys, This is just getting one step further and further every single year to completely depriving Americans of just basic civil liberties, like being able to travel free and unmolested. This is going too far, and I really hope the people in New York see it, but I doubt most of them do. Most people just probably accept it, nothing happened, it's okay, we'll just put up with it, continue to live here.
Well, here's the problem, Austin. What happens if you didn't get the memo?
Yeah.
What happens if you didn't get the memo, you didn't hear it on the news, and you're driving around, and all of a sudden you get pulled over, now you get four or five vehicles pull you over, throw you into the snow pile, throw handcuffs on you, drag you off, and you're like, what did I do? Well, you're not supposed to be driving. I didn't know I wasn't supposed to drive. Well, too bad. You're under arrest now. You've been convicted of a felony, or you're being charged with a misdemeanor or failure to obey a police officer. But I didn't do anything. Well, yeah, you did. You drove on the road, but I didn't know I wasn't supposed to. Again, this is basically Tavistock training, problem, action, solution. Let's condition the people to believe what we tell them is going to always be the truth. And if we tell them to get off the road, or we tell them it's martial law, or if we tell them to turn in their guns or whatever, they do it because they're willing and obedient slaves. And that's what the globalists have done. We become a globalist slave enterprise.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happened. That is, it's conditioning the people to accept and believe and follow orders, no matter how ridiculous they are, how illegal they are, how absurd they are. You follow orders at all costs because it's what we told you to do so, and you do what we tell you to do all the time, no matter what. If you argue with us, you go to jail.
Sure. You're resisting arrest. Here's another article. I love this one. See, it stays right in the same line of thought. Flint, Michigan residents are told that their children could be taken away from them if they don't pay their water bill for the city's poison water. Not only is the Michigan government poisoning residents, but now they are threatening to take their children for not paying the bill for the poisoned water. God. Let me read the first part. It says, as the water crisis in Flint deepens, it is becoming apparent that the effects of the lead-infested water are not just a health hazard, but the situation has the potential of ruining many more lives outside of the poison issue. There is no denying that the water in Flint is undrinkable and that it is contaminated with lead and other substances, and it is clear that the government of Flint is responsible for the problem. However, the city's government continues to charge people for the poison water and then threatening to foreclose their home or take their children if they refuse to pay. Michigan law states that parents that are neglectful, if they do not have running water in their home, and if they choose not to pay for water, they can't drink anyway, then they could be guilty of child endangerment. Activists in Flint say that some of the residents have already received similar threats from the government if they refuse to pay their bills. This is by John Vibes. I don't even know what to say about this. Flint, Michigan, Detroit, Michigan, used to be premier cities 50, 60 years ago in the United States. Premier cities. Because of the government, because of the taxation, because of the globals, because of the exporting of the jobs down to Mexico, because of exporting the jobs in different states, because of exporting the jobs. Everything's gone crazy. Look at this. Remember a couple of years ago when it was Boeing was going to move their plant to the southeast? One of their plants, they're going to actually break loose from Portland, Oregon, and move their plants to the southeast because they could get much better pricing and all that. The government came in and told Boeing they couldn't do it because they weren't going to let them. Are you kidding me? What are we, in a fascist dictatorship? Oh, that's right. We are in a fascist dictatorship. We brought in 38,000 Nazis on the latest count now on Operation Paperclip and put them in government positions. Look at this, guys. I am no fan of Nazis, okay? My mom may have survived that Nazi Holocaust over there, but she was no fan of any of that stuff over there either. This is a disaster with Operation Paperclip. And now we've got a bunch of fascists running the government. And it's just ridiculous. We're a bunch of globalist fascists that are turning us into a slave farm. And we're losing all of our rights in the United States. Our God-given rights. They're trying to take them away from us. And they never gave us the rights to start with. God gave us the rights. But this big experiment of the United States that got started back in 1776, I guess these guys, these Sabbatean Frankist Luciferians have decided that they don't want us to be part of that experiment anymore, and they want to completely and totally enslave us. But I got news for you. Vladimir Putin's had enough of it, and he's learned the biggest thing you can do to these guys to hurt them is to tell the truth.
Yep.
And Putin has learned, if you just tell the truth about what they're doing and you get it out on Russian TV, you get it out on the internet, people wake up. The biggest, remember, that's the one thing. Satan always runs around in the dark. Years ago when I had that witch that I had to take to court, that we had to expose, and we asked her if she was a witch, before the judge under oath, and she took the fifth. I've never been bothered by that witch again. Because once you take a flashlight on these rodents, on these vermin, on this scum, and you shine a light on them, and you show everybody who they are, they don't want people to know who they are, and they don't bother you anymore. And see, the craziest thing about all of this stuff is that people don't get this. If you don't tell the truth and expose this mess for what it is, nobody's going to be set free. The Bible says the truth will set you free. And that's what we need to do. All of us have to tell the truth. And am I perfect? Absolutely not. I mean, I already told Austin he was right and I was wrong on Friday and Sunday. You know, when I make a mistake, I quickly apologize. But I tell you what, I'm out here, I'm in this arena, and I'm doing the absolute best I can. And Austin, I know you are too. What's your next story?
Oh, yeah. And it wasn't that you necessarily you were that wrong about it. I just wanted to make sure, you know, that we clarified as far as that a larger percentage than I think a lot of people realize of these Sharia law Muslims that are coming in are not here for the benefit of Americans, nor do they want to help us out in any such way. But yeah, the new one now, this is interesting. I've discussed multiple times about asset forfeiture, which is basically where the police, the government, any of these guys will actually take, you know, can be money, cars, cash, jewelry, anything, and basically seize it under the guise of asset forfeiture because they think you may have used it or it may have been bought with illegal money or drug money, which is, I mean, it's the most ridiculous thing now. A Department of Justice watchdog officially just condemned the U.S. DEA administration this month, that the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Agency, in my opinion right there, they are right up there with ATF as far as complete and total useless government agency that's almost 100% out of control. Now, again, like I said, there may be a few individuals in that agency that try to do good things, but almost everybody I've talked to, almost everybody I've been involved with, almost everybody I've been exposed to that's been involved with anything with ATF or DEA is completely and totally corrupt. Almost all of them, as I clarify that. Anyways, the report came out now that the agency specifically recruited a TSA security screener to specifically search bags for cash so that DEA could confiscate the cash for no reason at all, simply under the guise of asset forfeiture. Wasn't looking for drugs, wasn't looking for weapons, wasn't looking for contraband, simply looking for cash for just people that are transporting clothes, that are traveling, that are going somewhere, that have luggage on them, looking for cash. The very existence of this type of partnership highlights a much broader concern about the controversial legal practice of asset forfeiture, which critics say basically turns law enforcement priorities and props up for a system of policing for profit. The summary of this investigation, the Department of Justice Office of Inspector General concluded that the agreement clearly violated DEA policy on a number of levels, while the OIG also determined that the TSA informant actually was never on record of giving the DEA any specific money. It concluded that they had planned to pay the TSA agent out of the cash he helped seize, which also violated individuals' protection against unreasonable search and seizures. What's crazy about all this is they were asking about the arrangement in which the TSA agent would use his or her power, and they would simply go and try and find luggage that had the presence of cash in the traveler's luggage and then simply report it to the DEA. The DEA would come in and immediately confiscate the cash, no questions asked, no drugs found, nothing, and then they would compensate the TSA agent based on how profitable that information was and how much money they were able to take from those individuals. And the report from 2015 now was that the DEA seized $163 million. This is just the DEA and 4,138 individual seizures. Many of those were contested, found not guilty, and later overturned. And the agency has now also come under fire in recent cases of seizing cash from airline passengers and train passengers, and in some cases now allegedly shaking them down, forcing them to hand over their cash, where they actually had no lawful reason to take their cash, and the individual had no obligation to give them their cash. Again, it's just more, we tell you what to do, we tell you what to believe, you listen to us, you follow. follow orders, don't question it, and basically you be a good little servant. That's what all this is doing, again, is getting everybody conditioned to that type of behavior.
You know, Austin, it's basically Gestapo. I mean, the TSA now is going to bus stations, to train stations, and they're routinely and randomly just picking people out and asking to see their papers.
Yep.
Just, I mean, I'm talking, they're not even getting on the buses. They're just walking around. And this is what's happening. I remember years ago when we were leaving an airport, I forgot where it was, and we'd already gone through all the search, everything. We'd already gone through the x-ray crap, which I refuse to do, so I get patted down. Now I can't even do that anymore. We'd already gone through all of our luggage being screened, everything going screened. Now we're getting on the airplane, and the TSA sets up another table at the gate, at the stinking gate, and they start randomly picking people standing in line to go back through their stuff and wand them down again. I mean, this reminds me of Kenya when I was over there years ago, and we ended up getting searched like four or five times before we got on the airplane. And I'm like, what are they looking for? Well, now we know. They're looking for cash. Let me read you this. This is a really good quote from Theodore Roosevelt. It's attributed to him. I believe it was for him. And it goes, and this is for all you guys that are out there helping me, and for Austin, and for all the other patriots that are on radio and TV doing what they know to do. I want to read you this. It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory or defeat. Patriots, listen to me. We've got to stand in the aggregate. We're all in this together. We've got to make sure we pray, we support one another, we stand in the aggregate together, and realize with God and you, it's a majority. They can't do anything to you if God and you are together. What are they going to do? Take your life? I'm 60 years old. Okay, whatever, man. Who cares? That's going to happen anyhow. Everybody checks out. No one gets off the planet alive unless Christ comes back first. Okay? Doesn't matter. It's that you tried, that you strove to be the best you could be, that you wanted to be all you could be for Christ Jesus, that you stood in the gap and you made people realize, no, I won't tolerate this anymore. No, I won't allow them to do this to me anymore. No, I won't be that person who capitulates. I won't be that person. Friends, listen to me. You've got to stand and you've got to tell your friends. Tell them, listen to the show. I thank you for supporting healthmasters.com. Thank you for signing up for our emails. Thank you for getting your supplements from us. I don't know what else I can do. I'm on Global Star Radio satellite network over the whole planet. We get letters in all over the world now. People saying, keep it up, keep it up, keep it up. We're keeping it up. We're doing everything we possibly can. And I thank you for your support. And I thank you for supporting all of the patriots out there. Austin, what's your next story?
Last one that basically coincided with what I was just talking about now. There's essentially an entire system, because we know they're trying to put us to a cashless society, and that's what they're doing. The DEA, in conjunction with the rest of the law enforcement throughout the world now, with asset forfeiture, trying to take your money, which in turn is causing terrorism. It's full-blown terrorism. That's all it is. The DEA is a terrorist organization. They are invoking fear in the hearts of American citizens by making you scared to walk around with cash. You should not be scared to walk around with $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 as long as you're armed and you can defend yourself. Why should you be scared to have money on your person? That's what they're trying to invoke. Then we see stuff like this article that just came out now. Norway's largest bank, DNB Bank, has said that cash has fallen out of favor with everyday Norwegians and instead primarily used on the black market and in laundering schemes. That's interesting, because I would like to see the true significant research behind that. Anyways, they're saying that approximately 50 billion kronor in circulation and in the central Norse bank can only account for around 40% of its use. This would mean that 60% of the money is out of their control, which they believe is due to under-the-table money and laundering, bank executive Tron Bernstein told BG. There are so many dangers and disadvantages associated with cash. We have concluded that it should be phased out. I quote, let me say that again. This is from Tron Bernstein from BG. There are so many dangers and disadvantages associated with cash. We have concluded it should be phased out. Now, the Norwegian Hospitality Association now has lobbied to abolish consumers' rights to pay in cash at all shops and restaurants all the way back since 2013. They've been doing this for 3 years now. Take that in conjunction with the DEA making people scared to walk around with cash for fear that they're going to take it for absolutely no reason. Now you have Norway's largest bank stating that any money that they can't account for, notice how he worded that, if it's outside of their control, if they can't account for it, it automatically must be under-the-table money laundering and illegal black currency, black market money. There's no other explanation. Nobody could possibly be saving money in a safe. Nobody could possibly be turning into gold at pawn shops. Nobody could possibly do any of that. It has to be illegal. This is what they're trying to preach to you guys. This is why I tell you, put some money in physical metals. Put some money aside. Buy food, buy ammo, buy weapons, buy stuff that is long-term assets. Don't leave your money in cash. They're going to try and take it. They're going to try and seize it. They're going to try and ban it. It's coming eventually. So do what you can now to prevent that from happening. Get in the metals. Get in the stuff that's assets that they can't try and take away from you that you physically have, and don't allow them to win this, because it's coming. They are going to eventually ban the cash. We already know that from their overall goal with the UN 2030 agenda about bringing in a cashless society and a world bank. It's coming. So be prepared for it and understand it's coming, and then you're not surprised about it.
Well, the truth of the matter is it tells us in the book of Revelation this is their end goal. And I really believe that if we stand in the aggregate and we stand together with God and we ask for a reprieve, we can delay this. We can make it slow down. I don't believe it has to happen in our generation or our children's generation, and I think enough people are waking up. And if Donald Trump's for real, which I have a friend of mine who's a friend of his, a pastor friend, David Crank's a good friend of Donald Trump's, and he says Donald's for real. If Donald is real, then hopefully he'll be able to do this. But, you know, it's so funny. Last night in the X-Files, they said that this is how it'll start, that the banks will close on a Friday, and they'll say they're having computer problems. They'll shut it down the whole weekend, and then we'll have a terrorist attack, which will release EMPs in the atmosphere, blow out all the electrical grids, all the digital currency will be lost, all the accounts will be wiped out, and the bankers get to skate again as far as all this Ponzi stuff they did. See, they're saying this already in the X-Files last night. Incredible, incredible video. Here's one final thing. DARPA has a new program now that aims to develop an implantable neural interface that will tie together with millions, if not billions, of cells in your brain. Guys, they're telling you what they've already got. They've already been able to do all of this with their piezoelectric crystals they spray on from the chemtrails. I've already covered this in detail. I love you guys. I appreciate you. And we just don't even know what to say. I mean, we thank you for your support of Health Masters. We thank you for listening every day. We thank you that this show is growing so fast. And we appreciate and just love you guys. Anything we do for you, please give us a call. Austin, you got anything else you want to say?
No, that's it, guys. We appreciate it. We thank you. And you guys have a safe night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
God bless.